Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller, episode number 63, Spider-Man Love.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, good people, and welcome to the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. It is an honor and a privilege to have you with me here today. Our purpose here at the Pathway to Promise is to be a voice of encouragement and hope to you to help you overcome adversity to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. We do that through inspirational stories and teaching and by hearing from great authors and leaders and thought leaders and teachers and people who are successful in business and in health and in self-development and in financial management. All these areas that can help you overcome the areas which we often are having difficult to deal with, death in the family or disease, something like a divorce or a bankruptcy, any number of things that you may happen in your life that you need to deal with. We're here to be helpful through conversation, and through commentary, through storytelling, and through lessons from great leaders. You can find out more about us at pathwaypromise.com. We have a free gift for you there. It's called the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. You can go there. It's a guide to help you start and end your day as a success, and you can go there. You can also check us out on and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes and on Stitcher and other outlets as well. My name is Dr. Brad Miller. I've been a pastor for 40 years and have a doctoral degree in life transformation. Here to be helpful to you with great stories of encouragement and hope like this one right now. Spider-Man Love comes to the classroom. Heard about a teacher who used a simple ball of yarn and pretended to be Spider-Man with his students to make a great impact. The teacher, towards the end of the school year, high school students, had the students sit in a circle on the carpeted floor, and he just had a ball of yarn, and he said, everybody's going to be Spider-Man today, because we're going to take this ball of yarn and we're going to spin it like a web across this circle. And so what they would do is the student would hold tightly to one end of the yarn and then would toss it across the circle to someone else. And the recipient, the one who received the ball of yarn, the ball of string, would then listen as people all around the circle would say something good about them, something positive about him or her. Some good things. No negative comments were allowed. They said it was going to be Spider-Man love. Then that person would hold on to the string and toss the ball of string, the ball of yarn, across the circle to someone else who hadn't had the string touch them yet. And the process would be repeated. Everybody around the circle would say good things, affirmations. Appreciate you. You're a great student. You're great. We love the way you play the piano. We love the way you sing. You are great at math. You are a great basketball player. Thank you for being a friend the other day and helping me with a problem. These are the type of things that they would say to one another. And the next person would throw the string across the circle, and they would go on. Everyone touched the yarn, touched the string, until everyone had heard good affirmations about themselves, good loving comments about themselves, and shared good loving comments about someone else. Words of encouragement. And thus, by the time the exercise was over with, the yarn, the twine, the string,
made a web around the circle. And the teacher called it, this is your Spider-Man love web. You all are intertwined with love and good feelings for one another, because you are all are people of value. So they had this web of string interlocking everybody together. Then the teacher came in to the web, the Spider-Man web of love, and he took scissors and he snipped away at the string. And each person in the class got to take a piece of the yarn with them as a way to remember the special words that they heard, the Spider-Man love. And for many of the students, they carried that piece of yarn with them for a long time. Some of them tied the pieces of yarn around their wrist, kind of like Spider-Man would shoot a web from his wrist. And every now and then, students asked their teacher about Spider-Man love, and it's become a tradition at that high school. And this goes to show you how much encouragement can mean to people. So here's my question to you today, my friends. Why wait? You don't have to wait for Spider-Man to come and encourage you to love. Say something good to someone in your life. Write a note, write an email, do a Facebook post. Find an opportunity to affirm somebody else. A phone call. Hey, how about a card for no reason at all? Not a birthday or anniversary, but a card. Nobody really gets tired of hearing good things about themselves. Really, everybody likes to know that they are appreciated and praised. And every time you do that, you build them up. And guess what also happens? You feel good too. It creates a web of interconnected love that basically it can last a lifetime. It can build a web of Spider-Man love.
What a joy it has been for you to join me today on the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. We are here to serve you. You can always leave your comments on the website, pathwaypromise.com. You can check us out at our Facebook page, facebook.com/pathwaypromise. On our website, you can find back episodes of the Pathway to Promise podcast with great teachings from great leaders and teachers and great stories of encouragement and hope. And we have a free gift for you there, the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. We're here to be helpful to you, to help you overcome adversity, to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. Until next time, this is Dr. Brad Miller encouraging you to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.